Look around. What do you see? Cars. Lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on Auto Trader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan, leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped, self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on Auto Trader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars, used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader. Hey, and welcome to The Short Stuff. I'm Josh, and there's Chuck, and Jerry's here too, and Dave's here in spirit, which is appropriate because this is a kind of a Halloween-themed episode of Short Stuff. Is it not, Chuck?
It's spoopy.
Spoopy?
Spoopy.
Is that what you said for real?
Yeah. Are you going to do this bit every year?
I don't remember you saying it. So yes, as long as I forget the next day, yes, every year I'm going to do this.
Spoopy. S-P-O-O-P-Y is a lighthearted spooky.
Okay. Is that your own trademark slogan?
No. Look it up.
Okay. I will look it up. I'll forget all about it and won't look it up. And then next year I'll agree to look it up again.
No, we should all pause, let you look it up.
Okay.
Since this is Short Stuff, we'll just let the tape roll.
All right. Oh, look, there it is. Yep, you're right. Spoopy.
No, I didn't make it up. It's a thing.
Okay. You know what else is a thing, Chuck?
Candy corn?
Candy corn. That's right. It is a thing. It's one of the most divisive candies. It's probably the most divisive holiday candy of all time.
Where do you land?
Oh, I don't like it at all.
Okay.
Do you like it?
I mean, there's a bit of a nostalgia play. I definitely can't say that I think it's like, oh boy, this tastes great. I can't wait to eat it.
Right.
But like if someone throws a candy corn in my mouth and I happen to be chewing, I'll be like, oh, that old memory. But I don't go, puh, puh.
I gotcha. We need to get one of those house divided license plates.
Right. Sure.
So candy corn is actually super old. We know it's at least coming up on 150 years old. They think it came out in the 1880s. And by the way, thanks big time to history.com, Better Homes and Gardens, alwaysatreat.com, mbhenry.com, and candystore.com. A lot of .coms in there. But yeah. One of the things about candy corn is its origins are murky. So people just generally say, yeah, this guy's the inventor.
Yeah, exactly. Are we going to that guy?
No, let's talk about where it came from originally, we think.
Yeah, because previous to the actual corn, they were making these kinds of candies. And that's not to say the ones that were shaped that way and colored that way, but we're talking about mellow cream.
Yeah. You know those candy pumpkins?
Yeah, that's mellow cream, right?
Exactly. That to me is quintessential mellow cream, even more than candy corn.
Yeah. And apparently they used to make all sorts of phony vegetables made out of that junk, right? Because Americans were still farming and they could, you know, if you had a little a 7-year-old, you could be like, you got to work in the field all day. Mm-hmm. When you come home, you're going to get this mellow cream asparagus tip.
Or mellow cream bok choy.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
You would think these little kids who are being forced into child labor, the last thing they would want to see in their candy were agricultural products. But apparently that's all they had to choose from.
Yeah.
The other thing to know about this context that candy corn emerged from is that these candies were available year round.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that made candy corn stand out among its peers is that it had three colors. Technically, two colors and the presence of all color.
Yeah, I like that. I like the way you put it.
So let's talk about the guy who actually is credited with inventing this. Probably is. Who cares at this point? He's been credited for so long, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, and he's from Philadelphia, and they like to take credit for everything. So sure. We're talking about George Renninger. Is how I would pronounce it.
Me too.
Or Renninger, maybe. And he worked at the Wonderly Candy Company in Philly, the brotherly love city.
Yeah, and the reason why he's credited is that he was an employee there, and they are known to be the first company to start producing these. And I guess he was a candy designer there. So Wonderly Candy Company was the first to put these out. They were out for a little while. And you could, like I said, they were available year round. All of these things were, and they weren't associated with Halloween. You could find them at just about any celebration where they had candy treats.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing to know about them is they were, so you know, like candy cigarettes or little candy people that you eat or candy things that look like other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's what candy corn was originally meant to be. And of course, candy corn, it's in the name. But we think of it today as like little kernels of corn that you would like eat. It was originally marketed as candy corn in the sense that corn was chicken feed. So this was basically candy chicken feed is how candy corn started out.
Yeah, because apparently, and this is something that I didn't know, this to me is the fact of the show, is that including a little bit after World War I, but previous to that and in a few years after, mm-hmm. apparently corn was kind of like a it's not a vegetable, it's a starch, right?
Yes.
It was a garbage starch. Like people, it wasn't on the plates of most Americans, and you had to have been really hard up for food, apparently, to eat corn as a human. It was just for chickens.
Exactly. So this is what kids were eating. They would go to the store and get a box of chicken feed from the Golitz Candy Company. So this is the company that really exposed candy corn to the world.
I love corn. Do you like corn?
Yeah, I like corn on the cob. For some reason, once you take it off the cob, I think it's disgusting.
Oh, even in like a dish like elote or like a salad or something?
It depends. It really depends on the dish. But like if it's canned, I mean, oh God, I can barely like talk about it.
You know, the old story of when I was missing that front tooth and I would eat corn and there would be little rows of uneaten corn every like 2 inches.
That was a Mad Magazine cover too.
I think it was.
So candy corn's out there. The genie's out of the bottle, as they say. Kids are eating this candy chicken feed. But then by like the mid-20th century, people ate corn normally. And by the mid-20th century, Halloween was very much associated with candy. And I think around this time is when candy corn really became linked to Halloween. Like it would be weird to see candy corn at Easter. But that's how it used to be, friends.
Yeah, but now it's linked starting in the mid-20th century, like you said, to Halloween, and we will take a break, yeah?
Yeah.
And we'll talk about how you make the stuff right after this.
All right, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Who hasn't heard names like Achilles or Odysseus, Cassandra, Medusa? But how much do you know about them from the ancient world? Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the podcast bringing the ancient sources to life. Greek myth and history is timeless, and unless you've been living under a rock, you have seen just how true that is today. But there is so much more to these characters and stories than what pop culture can do justice. I'm Liv Albert, the host of Let's Talk About Myths, Baby, and every week I bring you stories from the ancient world, both mythological and historical, to breathe new life into these thousands of years old stories. I'm also regularly joined by some of the most brilliant names in the field of archaeology and ancient history, authors of your favorite retellings from today, and everyone in between. Join me as I dive into the wild world of the ancient Greeks and their stories. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. You went to that website, alwaysatreat.com, and they had a pretty good story there about how they used to manufacture this. And it's not a whole lot different than they do it today. Yeah. Obviously, it's automated today. But back then, you would get a bunch of dudes, and they would get sugar and corn syrup and some other, you know, magical ingredients. Mm-hmm. And they would cook it in these big kettles and boil it all up. They would add a little marshmallow, maybe a little fondant, to smooth it out a little bit, and 45 pounds at a time, they would make this warm slurry, and they would pour it into buckets called runners, mm-hmm. and then these guys called stringers would walk backwards down a line and pour this candy into these little molds, these little trays in that classic iconic kernel shape.
Yeah, and the trays were made of cornstarch, and it would take three passes, and for some reason, I don't understand why the stringers, the guys pouring the candy corn slurry into the mold, would walk backwards. Do you?
No. Don't. I was trying to think it might be easier to pour. I mean, it was probably had something to do with the setup.
I mean, I could understand if you're left-handed, you're walking backwards. But if you're, or if you're right-handed, yeah, I think right-handed, you'd be walking backwards if the thing was on your left. There's no explanation I can find for why they would walk backwards.
Well, they are from Philly, so maybe they were just like, we're candy corn stringers. We walk backwards.
Yeah, probably.
That's you never
probably.
Know.
That's, that answer is as good as any. But the whole thing is that it would take three passes because they would put the white in, then the yellow, and then the orange. And that's how it was originally made. And basically nothing has changed except, like you said, it's become automated. They use essentially the same ingredients, which, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
It's, like you said, made with sugar. It's made with fondant, which is sugar, water, and corn syrup. It's made with corn syrup, which is a whole bunch of different sugars, mostly glucose, vanilla flavoring, and marshmallow cream, which is made from corn syrup, sugar, water, and eggs. So there's a lot of sugar in these things. And they melt them into a slurry, all those ingredients, and they pour them into cornstarch molds, just like they did 100-something years ago.
Yeah, boom, boom, boom. They just layer up the colors just like that. More than, and this is according to the National Confectioners Association, the NCA says, 35 million pounds of this stuff, which amounts to 9 billion pieces of candy corn, are produced annually in modern times.
Yes, and even in keeping in tradition, they make the machines work backward for some reason when they're pouring the slurry.
That's right, and are we done? Of course not, because somehow you found actual survey statistics on how popular this stuff was.
Yeah, because there's a thing. It's been around for almost 150 years for a reason. And the reason is there are some people out there who actually like candy corn.
Yeah.
I know it's weird. It's a weird thing to say, but it's true. So much so that the National Retail Federation, a font of statistics that have to do with shopping, purchasing, and consumerism in general, said that in 2019, 95% of people who shopped for Halloween stuff bought candy corn. 95%.
I'm not one of them.
I wasn't either. We're in that weird 5%, but I can't believe it. The thing is I don't think all of those people are eating candy corn necessarily.
No, and it turns out if you go on to crafty websites, there are all kinds of fun little crafts you can do with candy corn because it is a, you know, the color itself lends itself to sort of fall feelings and fall crafts. So you can do all kinds of stuff. Basically, you can hot glue it on whatever you want to.
Basically, yeah. I saw a cute one. I can't remember where, but if you spike a pumpkin, you can make a little candy corn pumpkin hedgehog.
Oh, that's cute.
That's adorable. Okay, so I found some more stats too, Chuck.
All right, let's hear it. Like, oh, I don't know. Where is it popular?
Yeah, candystore.com looked over 16 years of their shipping data.
That's amazing.
To identify the top three favorite candies for each state. And candy corn was in the top three. It was not the first for any state, but it was in the top three for a bunch of different states, from South Carolina to Maine to North Dakota to Michigan to New York. And then nationwide, it was number eight.
That's amazing. And we should thank Leslie, the temp at candystore.com that month, who they tasked with doing this.
You're right, for sure. Poor Leslie.
Yeah, poor Leslie. That's all right. It probably wasn't a bad job. All right. They also did a poll, and I think Leslie was in charge of this too, because did they poll 3,000 people?
3,247.
Oh, no. Did they poll 3,500?
Nope.
I guess they polled everyone that they had their email contact for, which was, like you said, 3,247. Mm-hmm. And they said that, do you like it? Do you hate it? Why? And nostalgia, which is what I mentioned, that was one of the big reasons why people get this stuff. It's something they had when they were a kid that they might have liked the taste of when they were a kid. And then as adults, they'll say, well, you know, I gotta be in that fall spirit and let's grab a bag.
Yeah. And then sweetness was another one for people who like candy corn. And then conversely, sweetness was a big reason people don't like candy corn.
Yeah.
One of the respondents said it was like biting into a sugar cube, and that's pretty close to accurate. There's also the waxy texture that puts some people off, including me.
I actually don't mind that part.
Oh, yeah?
I tell you what, though, I haven't had one in years, but it's an unforgettable flavor.
Yeah, I have had it. I can bring that flavor to mind, too. I don't want it again, essentially.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And overall, though, out of that 3,247 Americans they polled, 56% were fans and 44% were not. So there are more people, at least according to that poll, who like candy corn than don't.
That's right. And if you thought it couldn't get any better, everybody, Leslie drilled down even further and found out how people eat them. Mm-hmm. 51% just pop it in their mouth and crunch it like it's a piece of popcorn.
Normal.
16% start with the widest bit, which is the yellow bit. Mm-hmm. And then 33%, conversely, flip it over and start at that little smaller white end, which is amazing to me that someone actually takes that tiny of a bite of something that small.
Yeah. Some people like that tiny little white
part. As if it tastes any different.
Right. It definitely does not. It shouldn't.
No.
If it does, you might want to take it back to the store because there's something wrong with your candy corn.
Yeah, this white part tastes good.
You got anything else?
I got nothing else.
Well, we're getting close to Halloween, everybody, which means Short Stuff is apt.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.